Good morning, kids. It's time for you to wake up. This is Monday morning and a brand new week. And for this brand new week on Wake Up Kid, we have a brand new co-host. I would like to introduce you to my friend, Megan.
Hi.
Good job. Now, here's the truth. I call her McGann. That came from a cartoon that I watched. There was a character on there named McGann, so I call her that a lot. But here in the area where we live, Megan, there's two different ways to say your name. There's two different ways. There's Megan and there's Megan. Megan. Do you know anybody who calls you Megan?
No.
No. Okay. Well, that's okay. I have heard people call you Megan. Well, but there's no M-A-Y at the beginning. It's M-E-G, Megan.
Well, maybe if they're Southern.
If they're really Southern. There's some people around here like that. Well, listen, Megan, this week, I didn't tell you I was going to do this, but I'm going to ask you three questions. Let's see if you know the answer to them. Megan, who made you?
God made me.
Good job. What else did God make?
God made everything.
So here is the new question we're teaching today. The question is, why did God make you? And here's the answer for you and everybody listening. The answer is to glorify Him and enjoy Him forever. That's a long answer. Why did God make you? To glorify Him and enjoy Him forever. Today, our friend Becca is going to be talking about how God created us for a purpose. Megan, I was wondering, what is your favorite invention that a human ever made?
I would have to say a hoverboard.
A hoverboard. And a hoverboard, when people created that, it was for a purpose. What would you say the purpose of a hoverboard is?
To have fun.
To have fun, exactly. To ride it and have fun. And speaking of fun, we'll get to Miss Becca's devotion right after the joke of the day.
What do you call a dog magician?
I don't know.
A labracadabrador.
Hey, kid, wake up. This is Becca. And today we are talking about this question. Why did God create you? In Psalm 14 says, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God." This chapter goes on to explain that if a person chooses to believe there is no God, they go on to do wicked things. Because they ignore the Creator, they have no idea how to live life they were created to live. But we've just spent 2 weeks talking about the fact that God created us and everything else. So, since we know that there is a real, all-powerful, all-knowing God who made us, the next logical question to ask is why? Why did God make us? If He's the Creator, He decides why we were made. It only makes sense for us to want to know what that reason is. When a person makes something, it's for a reason. People created saddles so they could comfortably ride horses. People created cars so they could travel in a machine and not rely on animals to get around. People created airplanes so they could travel through the air. People make paintings to look at and enjoy. People make toys to play with. People make music to listen to, sing along with, and dance to. People make cakes to eat and houses to live in. When people create things, they always have a purpose in mind. The creator of a thing is the one who decided why that thing was created. Obviously, God is the same way. He created people with a purpose, and the Bible clearly teaches us why He created us. God made us to glorify Him and enjoy Him forever. He made us to glorify Him by believing that He is God and treating Him as our God. He also created us to have a relationship with Him that we will enjoy forever. We're going to spend the rest of this week talking about what it means to glorify God and enjoy Him forever.